The New Object and the New Walk. Part 2. The New Walk. Article 1. A Humble Attitude for a Holy Walk. We come now to the matter of our walk, our manner of life and conduct in the world where our lover was cast out and murdered. We will consider matters which seem to frighten some Christians that they are mentioned. But God has spoken, very much, about our conduct. He has given us principles, as well as direct commands, so that we might be exercised before Him concerning our path. The believer should be growing spiritually, and increasing in intelligence in the mind of God concerning the daily practice of truths found in the Word. Now, believers recognize that we need to be taught doctrines, and that our understanding is more or less feeble. This line of things we call objective truth. But what about conduct and our practical response to the truth? Ministry on these things is sometimes called subjective ministry. It is likely that you confess to a need to be taught doctrine more deeply, but beware of being an instant expert about subjective truth, as if you know all about what is becoming to Christian conduct. We all, always, should cultivate the needed attitude of considering the application of admonishments to ourselves. Our hearts are incurable, and only God knows us, Jeremiah 17:9. We do not know the deceit of our own hearts. If we recognized this more fully as a reality, instead of as if it were some theory, we would not so readily resent the admonishments we receive from one another and the servants of God. How sad a response it is to the one who redeemed us with his blood to respond to the admonishments of his servants as Israel did to Jeremiah when they said, "Come, let us smite him with the tongue, and give heed to none of his words." Jeremiah 18:18. Beware of evil speaking about those who admonish us in the Lord. Beware of smiting them with the tongue. Beware of those who do these things. You will find that some Christians even will paint a man black. For who wants to listen to a blackened man? It is a device to get rid of the unwelcome admonishments. That article was from the editor.